Good afternoon. My name is Leora Bachrach, and I'm a senior strategic communications major here at Miami University. And today I'm here with Kelly Bennett. We will be your career experts for this episode of Career Chat. Kelly is a Miami University alumni, and she graduated with the class of 2011. Kelly is a social media expert here at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. Her role is to expand and maintain the university's social media presence while engaging with the Miami community. So tell me a little bit about your job here at Miami and what exactly it is that you do.
So I manage all the social media and marketing strategy for Miami University. That means I run all the primary Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat. What am I missing? I think that's it. Vine accounts. And then I also work with the senior director of marketing and work closely with our branding agency. And so I help out with the commercials and any advertisements that we do and a lot of the creative work. And then also with that comes the media buying agency that we work with. And that's more media placement and working with budgets and target markets. So it's an all-encompassing job, but the main focus is social media marketing.
Yeah, that's cool. So clearly due to your expertise with social media and marketing, how do you think students should be using their various social media sites to help brand themselves when looking for a job or internship?
I think it's important for students to show what they're passionate about on social media so that, you know, when they're applying to these jobs, you know, of different fields, they can kind of showcase, yeah, they have a passion for this and they're going to work hard at it. So whether that be, you know, sharing articles on Twitter or even on Instagram, just kind of showing, you know, what they're interested in on Instagram or Facebook, you know, showing off your volunteer opportunities or different conferences that you're going to, things that you're passionate about, I think are really key to show that you would be up for any kind of job that is in that field. I recently went to the Cradle of Marketers conference here on campus, and one panelist said that when she was actually hiring for a social media position with her company, she asked people if she could see their Instagram pages and kind of get an idea of what their skill level was, but also see what their interests were. And then another panelist I saw recently said that she'll actually look at candidates' Facebook profiles, and she'll say if one of them's completely private and she doesn't really know much about that person, and the other one has, you know, all the different things that they're interested in and their volunteer opportunities, and you can kind of get a better sense of that person, they definitely have an upper edge, you know, versus the other candidate.
Wow, that's really interesting. So on the flip side, what are things students should avoid doing on their social media accounts?
So I think that students should definitely be aware of what they're posting and what their friends are posting about them, making sure that no ridiculous party pictures are up or anything like that, because I think that that definitely takes a toll on what would be perceived as professionalism when there's all these crazy pictures of them online. It's important to be aware of and see, you know, what Facebook photos you're tagged in and making sure that you're checking your privacy settings. And then I kind of go by the grandma rule. Like if you wouldn't want your grandma to see it, it probably should not be on your social media accounts. And then I also add, you know, not to post anything negative. So if you, you know, you can have an opinion for sure, but never bash past employers or come off as someone that maybe a coworker wouldn't want to be around if you're constantly complaining on your social media accounts.
Yeah, I definitely agree that grammar rule is definitely a good one. So what are one or two social media accounts that students should really focus on, whether it's making sure they have an up-to-date LinkedIn or creating their own website?
Yeah, I think it's important for students to kind of focus on what works best for them. So, you know, if you know, LinkedIn is a really great tool, but I feel like it's kind of focused more towards business majors and maybe communications and different things like that. So I think it's important, you know, then for maybe the architecture major or an art student, somebody with a portfolio, to be able to use a website kind of to showcase their skills. I think Twitter in general is a great tool because it can really connect you to different people in the company, specifically Miami alums. I think that we have such a great network of alumni out there, and I've seen students connect with people like Adam Bain and Ryan Graves and all these like top dog, you know, employers that all came from Miami. And so I think it's great to be able to use that Twitter specifically as kind of a way to network and reach out to these alumni and share that Miami connection, because I think a lot of alumni like giving back because they knew that, you know, they were students one day. And so I think they love to see and help students succeed.
Yeah, that's great. Alumni is definitely always really good to reach out to them. So what advice do you have for students when it comes to privacy on social media?
Mm-hmm. I kind of touched base a little bit about this, but I think, again, just making sure that you know what's out there, you know, being aware of what people are seeing, you know, Google yourself and see what comes up and make sure if there's anything unflattering or things that shouldn't be up, that you make sure you address those and take them down. But I think a big thing is just being aware of what is out there, because people can and will search you, especially when it comes to the job market. It's just so easy to Google a candidate's name. So you just want to be sure that what people are finding is in your favor.
Yeah, definitely. So more specifically, what are your thoughts when it comes to privacy, when it comes to Snapchat?
So for Snapchat, I mean, so we're using it for Miami University. I personally think that it's fine to kind of use that as a tool that, you know, you can communicate with your friends with. I, again, don't think you should be putting anything on there that could get you in trouble with the law or anything like that, just in case for some reason it's screenshotted and then, you know, sent somewhere. But I think if you're being smart about it, I think it can be a good communication tool. I know I use it, my friends use it, and we just, you know, send funny pictures back and forth, or, hey, I'm at this concert, or, you know, that kind of in-the-moment stuff. And I think a lot of different brands actually are using it to their advantage. So, and I think it's one of those tools that it's constantly evolving too. And so, especially if you're looking into a field of social media, I think it's good to be aware, okay, what is out there? What are the hot tools of today? And, you know, how are people using them? And so you can be prepared in the future when the next social media thing comes out to get on that and kind of be aware of how users are working with it and integrating that into their life. And so that you can kind of be, you know, knowledgeable if you're ever in a situation where you need to know about these tools.
Yeah, as long as you're using it appropriately, I agree. I think Snapchat's a great way to communicate with people. So lastly, is there anything else that you would like to say to Miami students?
I just say definitely use your alumni connections. I think it's really hard to kind of put your foot out there and really try to find that first big job out of college. But I think just, you know, networking a lot and going to any kind of career fair that there is and, you know, getting on LinkedIn and just seeing what connections you have and asking questions and being at the right place, right time, I think is so key. So just constantly putting yourself in situations where you could be connected with the right person, I think is definitely important.
Clearly, after everything Kelly has shared today, it is now more important than ever to carefully consider your content before you post. Think of it this way. On the web, everything is forever. Once you post, there are opportunities for others to take screenshots or save what you've published. One single post could cost you your job and reputation. For example, take Amy. We've changed her name because a while back, she was becoming a trending topic on Twitter, and it wasn't the kind of trend you want to be affiliated with. She was an executive-level communications officer at a prestigious consulting firm. She used her personal Twitter account mostly for just simple posts to let people know what she was doing, her thoughts on topics, and where she was going. No big deal, right? Well, unfortunately, she didn't fully consider the power of the word publish. While she thought she was publishing her thoughts to just her nearly 200 followers, she was actually publishing to the entire world. She made an off-color remark, and in the space of time it took her to get on a plane and get off, the internet attacked her in full force, mercilessly. She became the definition of everything deplorable for millions of people. Several hours later, Amy stepped off her flight and discovered she not only trended with her own hashtag, she was relieved of her position at the firm. This is the power of publish. This is the perfect example of how, even though her tweet was deleted, others shared it and made it possible for the whole world to access it. Social media is perfectly designed to manipulate our desire for approval, and that's what led to Amy's undoing. Make certain every post represents the social brand you want to create for yourself. Thank you for listening today. Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. And a special thanks to our guest, Kelly Bennett, for speaking with us today.